Lift up your voice right now. Magnify the name of the Lord. Thank him, praise him, bless him. God has heard and answered. Father, we thank you for accepting our thanksgiving even right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
This morning, it is testimony time. Let's make it louder, my breakthrough time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed as we do. Number one, supernatural change of levels. Hallelujah. On June 30th, 2013, a friend of mine invited me to this church. I had a heavy burden on my mind, so I sat expecting a miracle. The bishop said that if we attend this church for 3 months without experiencing a change, we are free to leave. That same week, I told a friend about my situation, and he said he would put a call through to a managing director of a particular company. The next day, the MD called me for an interview. I had two of those interviews, and the following week, I was told to pick up my appointment letter. It is indeed a next-level job with a six-digit salary, an official car, and provisions for my four children yet unborn. Is somebody celebrating Jesus? Hallelujah. I give God the glory. The testifier is Ajayi K. One more time, let's celebrate Jesus for this. Number two, 6 years barrenness terminated via prophetic declaration. Hallelujah. I joined this commission in 2003. Then I got married here and waited on God for the fruit of the womb for 6 years. While I waited, I kept trusting and serving him. Also, I kept praying for those trusting God for the fruit of the womb, and I served in the sanctuary keeper's unit. During one of the services, I and my sister danced around the tabernacle 7 times and rolled on the floor at honor entrance, giving thanks to God. Thereafter, we went to the cafeteria to eat, and while there, we were told that Pastor Mrs. Faith Oyedepo was passing by. I quickly came out to see her. Lo and behold, I also saw Bishop David Oyedepo, and he said, "Go and bring forth your child." Exactly a year after, I brought forth my child. Somebody is celebrating Jesus. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Nkechi Eze. For these amazing testimonies, please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for the Almighty God in appreciation.
Will you lift your hand to heaven this morning and just give glory unto God and appreciate him? From the depth of your heart, give him praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the adoration. Bless his holy name. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise that is due unto him. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is heard. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is heard on high. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is heard on high this morning. This can only be God at work. These testimonies are not the doings of any man. They are the works of the Lord. Indeed, the Lord in the midst of his people is mighty. Thank him also for the answers to your prayers. Every time you call him, he hears you. And every time he hears you, he answers you. Give him the glory due unto his name. And bless him from the depth of your heart. Bless him from the depth of your heart. Bless him from the depth of your heart. Also right now, begin to speak to him and ask him to speak to you this morning. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. Lord, I've come to hear your voice today. I've come to hear your voice this morning. I've come to be taught by you, to be instructed by you, to be directed by you, to be transformed by you. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Our Father, this morning we have come before you with a voice of thanksgiving and praise for all that you have done. You have done all things well, and for it we give you all the glory. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. We ask that you will speak to each one of us today. Let your word transform us. Let your name alone be glorified in our midst. We give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, a year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Our line of exhortation this week is according to the prophetic alert that we have received. And its caption, turn your concerns to thanksgiving and God will turn them to testimonies. For each one of us, that shall be our experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn your concerns to thanksgiving and God will turn them into testimonies. We have come to understand from scriptures that thanksgiving carries within it turnaround virtues. Our commitment to thanksgiving, therefore, commits God to our turnaround. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, God's word declares to us there. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36, God's word declares there that you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So according to God's word, thanksgiving is God's will. And when God's will is done, the promise is delivered. Which means that whatever you desire from God requires thanksgiving from you. Whatever you desire from God requires thanksgiving from you. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, God's word declares there, he said, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So according to scriptures, all things are thanks things. There is no subject of life where thanksgiving is not required. Every department of our life demands thanksgiving. And it is when what God requires is given unto him that what you desire can be given unto you. That is why any subject in which you expect to see a turn around, God demands of you that you offer thanks. Habakkuk chapter 3. Verse 17 down to verse 19. God's word declares there, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. He said, what will I do? I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. As I do that, he will make my feet like hinds' feet and will make me to walk upon my high places. In other words, the low places can be turned to high places. The hard places can be turned to soft places. The difficulties can be turned to simplicity. But the turnaround catalyst is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, therefore, remains the catalyst for turnaround in the life of every individual. The more grateful you are, the more turnaround you secure. The more thankful you are, the more turnaround you secure. There is no situation that cannot turn. There is no issue without a way out. But thanksgiving is the vital catalyst to secure our turnaround. That is why you don't wait for things to change. You thank for things to change. You don't wait for things to change. You thank for things to change. Thanksgiving is a vital catalyst. Let's look at an example in scriptures and see the turnaround power in thanksgiving. We have in scriptures the miracle of the feeding of 5,000 men, minus women and children. And we have that in the book of John chapter 6, verse 5 down to verse 10. Now, Jesus had these individuals, 5,000 men, minus the women and children that were there. And the Bible tells us there that Jesus asked that these men be fed. Now, these individuals had continued with him over a long period of time, about 3 days. And if they were to return back to where they had come from, they were in the wilderness at this point, many of them would have fainted on the way. So Jesus said, give these men bread that they may eat. And the Bible tells us that the disciples, when they saw that he asked this question, he said, where can we find bread for this multitude that they may eat? But the Bible said Jesus himself knew exactly what he would do. Amen. And the Bible makes us to understand that they brought to him 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes collected from a little boy. It was a little boy's lunch. The Bible describes the fishes as small fishes, 2 small fishes and 5 barley loaves of bread. Now, if you know how the Jews used to bake their bread, the bread was flat. It was something that there was no yeast. They didn't eat leaven. So there was no yeast in it. It was flat, a flat loaf of bread. Those 5 loaves belonged to 1 small boy. So it meant that that small boy was meant to eat the 5 loaves. And the Bible said there were 2 small fishes. Those 2 small fishes, you can imagine sardine. 2 of them, not 2 cans, 2 fishes inside a sardine can was what was supposed to feed 5,000 men. Now, you and I both know that most people, when you receive that, the first thing to do is to complain. How can I have this among so many? That's what Philip said. What can this do? There's no way. It can't do anything among this many people. But the Bible said Jesus took it and he gave thanks unto it. Remember, thanksgiving is a catalyst for turn around. Jesus took it and presented it to God and gave thanks for the insufficient. And the Bible makes us understand that those 5,000 men, the women with them, the children that came with them, all of them ate, and they took of the leftover 12 baskets filled with the fragments. Overabundance as a product of thanksgiving. So thanksgiving is a catalyst that propels and provokes supernatural turnaround. We see that in verse 12 and verse 13 of that same scripture. Now, the question that we may be asking is, but how? How is it that thanksgiving brought about that order of turnaround? According to scriptures, thanksgiving carries the power of multiplication within it. It carries what? It carries what? The power of multiplication within it. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, it said, out of them will proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply. So thanksgiving invokes the multiplication power of God on any matter. Remember, the Bible tells us in Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7, it said, let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. It said, and when they do that, the earth will yield her increase. So there can be no decrease with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving provokes the multiplication power of God to answer on our behalf. That is why whenever anything needs to multiply, thanksgiving is a vital requirement. It is a vital requirement. It provokes the multiplication power of God on our behalf. Remember that John chapter 6, in verse 11, after Jesus gave thanks, the bread multiplied and the 5,000 men were eating and every one of them were filled. And the Bible tells us that after they were filled, 12 baskets were taken of the fragment. So there is no way there can be decrease when there is gratitude. Gratitude will always stimulate the multiplication power of God on your behalf. So when you look at something that needs to multiply, don't complain. In fact, it is not a prayer point, it's a thanksgiving point. Everything that you want to see multiply, requires thanksgiving. Gratitude is a catalyst for supernatural multiplication. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. Many of us have heard the testimony of God's servant. Our father, he said, when he went down to that lead a citywide crusade in the city of Kaduna many years ago, that after the crusade, the highest attendance in that crusade was 63 people. And it was a city-wide crusade. And according to him, out of those 62, over 20 of them came from Ilorin for the crusade. So you know the balance of it. The city-wide crusade. The Bible, and according to what he said, at the last, after the crusade concluded, it was an eight-day crusade. 8 days. And the highest was 63. He said they lifted up their hands and sang that song, "All the glory must be unto the Lord." They gave glory unto God. Now today, that 63 has multiplied many times over. That's what thanksgiving does. It is a multiplier. A multiplier. He said they went to a city in the east, down to carry, you know, to do a crusade. And right there, the crusade was basically a failed crusade. That right when the meeting was about to start, they came to take away the speaker. Those they hired the speaker from. And he said he called the few people there and held their hands together and preached to them in prayer. Closed the crusade that night, went back to the hotel, and he told the people, if you complain about it, that will be the last crusade we ever do. Just give glory to God. And they gave glory to God. According to him, the next time he appeared at that city, they were keeping seat for a 6 p.m. meeting at 12 noon. 12 noon. Where there was failure before, it was turned to multiplied success on the platform of thanksgiving. There is no situation that cannot be turned around. Just give thanks. There is no circumstance that cannot be turned around. Just give thanks. There is no reduction that cannot be multiplied into supernatural increase. Just give thanks. Thanksgiving is the catalyst that secures the multiplication hand of God on your behalf. I pray that for each one of us, as we begin to operate in this life of thanksgiving and gratitude, you will keep seeing God changing your levels in multiplied form from now in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. I said somebody believe it, say loud amen. Therefore, I want to charge each one of us, maintain that posture of giving glory to God and watch him turn every situation in your life into an open testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your hand and your voice unto God and first just give him thanks. Give him thanks for his word that you have received. Do it from the depth of your heart right now. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart right now. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart right now. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give adoration unto his name and celebrate him. Why not begin to thank him for that issue that must turn around? Begin to thank him for the turnaround coming on your behalf in that area. Appreciate him. Invoke the turnaround power that is in thanksgiving. He said, yet I will rejoice. I will join the God of my salvation. The Lord will strengthen me and make my feet like hinds' feet. He will turn around that failure into success. He will turn around that sickness into healing. He will turn around that breakdown into breakthrough. Give glory unto him this morning. Give glory unto him this morning. Give glory unto him this morning. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Well, it's important for us to understand that every matter must be responded to with gratitude. Every matter. He said, in everything, give thanks. No matter what is going around you, your first response must be, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you are giving glory to God like that as a lifestyle, it will be turning around every issue on your behalf positively. That will be your experience. In the name of Jesus Christ. You believe it, say loud amen. Another day is here, another opportunity. Speak to the day in thanksgiving. Begin to thank him for the blessing loaded in the day. He daily loaded us with benefit. There is no empty day. This day is loaded. Therefore, thank him for the load of benefits, the load of blessing, the load of blessing, the load of breakthrough. Thank him for the load of visitations. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him for what this day has to offer. Give glory unto him. Give honor unto him. Give adoration unto him. Bless him, is worthy. Father, thank you. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. And worthy of all adoration. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Now as you go, this day is declared blessed. It will be for you a day of testimonies. God's hand will rest upon you today. His favor will separate and distinguish you. Doors will open to you today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do. Remember, we have the flyers available. You pick up what you require and you advertise Jesus with it. Be blessed.